part two of the Buzz Bubble interview with Jeff Goodby. On the Buzz Bubble.
I unfortunately have to ask about Got Milk and how it came about and the awesome Aaron Burr commercial, which won an award. And how many years later won another award last year or was put in the Hall of Fame?
Put in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, there are probably lots of different stories about how that came about. I know that there have been many told. My version of it,
okay,
which I think is definitive, is, it does teach you something about how ideas happen. I think ideas are very often just observation. You know, it's like, wow, I noticed that this was going on around me and I just stole it and used it. And there was a meeting going on with our client, and there was a section in the meeting about what would happen if you run out of milk, and you know, making sure that people didn't run out of milk and always had plenty of milk around the house, and that was part of our strategy. And so a planner came up to me and said, "What would this section of the meeting be called? Because I have to make a board." And so I said, "Well, how about Got Milk?" You know, and she said, "Okay." And then she said, "What about Got Enough Milk? Because that would be clearer." And I said, "Nah, just leave Got Milk, it's good." So she put Got Milk on it and put it up. And during the meeting, I started thinking, that's kind of an interesting tagline. You know, like it's really bare bones, there's nothing else to it. We'd have to add everything to it. And I thought, okay, like what would be cool maybe is to like make films that Got Milk explains in a way. So the first one that I thought of was, I don't know if you've ever seen this old Steven Spielberg movie called Duel. It's basically about a guy in a car who suddenly is being chased by this big semi-trailer truck.
Okay.
And you never see the driver of the truck, and you don't know why he's being chased by this guy. But for some reason, like, this guy is after him and tries to run him off the road everywhere he goes. And so it becomes like a horror movie. And eventually, at the end of the movie, he figures out a way to like go toward a cliff and swerve, and the truck goes off the cliff, and the guy dies. But then you never see the
spoiler alert. What? Sorry, spoiler alert. Not that everybody's going to run out and get you.
I'm sorry about
that.
Okay. Yeah. And so I thought to myself, what if there were like two trailer trucks, like two semis, and one truck is chasing the other, but you don't see what kind of trucks they are. Until the very end of the spot, and then you see that the truck in back is a cookie truck, and the guy's got a mouthful of cookies, and the truck in front is like a tanker of milk, and so he's chasing the milk truck, and then it says Got Milk. So I came back to the creative department. I said, "This is really a shitty spot, but you know, like, and we've never made the spot." But I said to them, "It's like this. Like, come up with stories that you know." And so they came up with the ideas of, you know, a dad and a kid, and you know, the dad runs out of milk for his cereal, and so he goes to steal the kid's bottle, and the guy in heaven, you know, he thinks it's heaven, but it turns out to be hell because there's no milk, and he's sort of an asshole. And then, you know, Scott Burns suggested that we do something that had to do with a quiz show calling this guy up at home, and his mouth is full of cookies or something, and he has no milk, and so they can't understand his answer. And the question that he had in the quiz show thing was, you know, who killed or Alexander Hamilton in the famous duel, and you know, the spot that he wrote was not really comprehensible. Like, you didn't really like, I kind of knew what he was getting at, but it didn't really make sense.
Right.
So you had to add in like a radio track, and you had to add in the things that Michael Bay put in where the guy's apartment is full of paraphernalia,
you're right,
memorabilia and so on, and so that you knew that he was a fanatic for this duel.
And that was the Vienna Wood Dance in D, one of my all-time favorites. And now let's make that random call with today's $10,000 question. It's a tough one. Who shot Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel? All right, let's go to the phones and see who's out there.
Hello?
Hello, for $10,000, who shot...
Alan Burr.
Excuse me?
Alan Burr. Hold on, let me get some milk. No!
I'm afraid your time is almost up.
Everything!
I'm sorry, maybe next time.
Got milk.
You know, everybody contributed something to that along the way, and it sort of got fleshed out as time went on. But, you know, it was a wonderful spot because it was so complex and it had so many layers of stuff in it. Tom Routson, who was an art director who worked here for a long time, is now a director, said that was why he wanted to work here. He said, when I saw that spot, I had to work where that spot was made. And I thought, that was a
fantastic
very nice
spot.
Yeah.
A follow-up question, and you kind of answered it, but I want to see your take on it. Kind of getting the big idea, the tagline, and executions at the same time.
Yeah.
One before the other, happens both ways.
Yeah, I think everything happens at once. You know, sometimes the tagline is the last thing you do. Sometimes it's the first thing. And I think that many times the strategy that the planners come up with should flex to kind of accommodate whether you can do good advertising, because like a great strategy that you can't do good advertising to is really kind of useless. And, right. You know, we've labored many times for a month or so trying to do something cool with what seemed to be a really good idea, and it didn't really turn up. And a lot of times people go, well, you just have to keep working, or you have to produce the best of the bad work that you've come up with over that month. And you know, I think it's better to go back and go, are we sure this is a good strategy, you know?
So you've sent it back to planning if it just wouldn't execute well.
Yeah, and I think the planners are, you know, not always understanding, but for the most part, understanding about it.
The creatives have to deal with rejection. They should, too.
Yeah, all the time. It's the biggest thing you deal with as a creative is rejection. You get rejected, you know, every day.
Right.
You know, there's not a single day that goes by you don't get rejected by somebody. Where, you know, you show your partner like some cool idea that you brought in, get rejected. Show your wife, she rejects it. Show your kids. Like in my case, I show my kids all the time. They reject it. You know, you have to be able to handle it.
They're a good focus group, the wife and the kids. And the
my kids always have been, the people here are unhappy that I use my children as a focus group. But, you know, I try to only use them like to see whether they understand the thing or not. You know, they're relatively intelligent. So I go, all right. You know, did you understand that the guy was trying to go to the store and get, yeah, I did, or not? You know, so I that's what I use them for. I don't use them, you know, I didn't think it was funny. You know, I don't use them for that.
Okay, that's good. That brings me to the next question about the big idea. And where does the big idea sit today as opposed to maybe 5 years ago with everything that's going on in media? Is it valid? Is it still valid? And is it, you know, are we moving towards the micro ideas?
Well, I think it's just as big as ever, you know. I mean, when I hear about exciting ideas, they're usually really simple, easy to communicate things where somebody comes in and says, you know, what if there's a place where, you know, there's a family trying to get to a glass of milk and it's, you know, in this weird museum and, you know, they're just trying to get, you don't even know why, but there's one glass of milk left in the world and they're trying to get to it. And you go, yeah, that sounds interesting. You know, it's at least a TV commercial. Well, what if it's an online game, too? Oh, okay, that's interesting. You know, I mean, big ideas are still at the bottom of things, I think. And then you figure out how to do them well, you know.
There's a lot of reeling back against social media and even calling it social media. And, you know, some people think it's replaced the big idea. And it's, you know, as a creating stunts instead of making sure that there is a great idea behind it and there's the messaging behind it. I mean, I've seen some of the work you guys have done in the viral vein. Hotel 626 was amazing. And where does, you know, what are your thoughts on, first of all, social networking being called social media? And then how are you guys leveraging that for your clients these days?
Well, you know, social networking is really just a way of putting a whole bunch of match heads together and lighting them on fire and they all go up at once. And, you know, that wasn't possible before, which is really, it's really a cool thing that we can do that. And, you know, you have to be responsible with it, actually, and be careful of what you do because things get sent around so quickly. But in a way, there still has to be a great idea at the bottom of it that you want to send around. I mean, viral videos are really hard to make. I mean, everybody's talking, oh, we'll make a viral video. That'll be cool. All we have to do is something sort of bratty and crazy, and everybody will send it. Well, it's not true.
Right.
I mean, how many times have I said to people that bring ideas into me, would you really send this to anybody? I mean, I know that it's kind of edgy for, you know, a Lipton tea video or something.
Right.
But you'd never send it to me. Come on.
Right, right.
You just wouldn't.
Just because a guy gets kicked in the balls doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't send it to me. And so a lot of times I think we mistake things that are just maybe a little bit edgy for a certain client, but not really interesting in the real world, for something good, you know. And I think that you have to be really honest with yourself about that.
That's it for part two of the Buzz Bubble with Jeff Goodby. Tune in next week for part three. On the Buzz Bubble.